Many farms have a long legacy of working the land. Just outside Wapaka, Wisconsin, you can find a dairy that traces its history to the days before the Civil War. Part of that history is a unique item that is passed down from each generation as they begin to manage the operation. The story is today's edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Hi, this is Martina McBride. With online news, social media, and texting available 24/7, the world seems to be spinning faster and faster every day. And it can be overwhelming. Sometimes we just need to unplug and take a break from our electronic devices. It can help reduce stress and allow us to reflect on the things that are really important in our lives.
This message brought to you courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Ron Brooks can trace the lineage of his farm back to his great-great-grandfather.
He was in Lowell, Massachusetts, working on a cotton gin, and in 1853 came to Wisconsin. We have the paperwork that Luther had when he got the 160 acres under the Homestead Act signed by President Polk.
His great-great-grandfather, Luther, had stories of those who held this land before his homestead claim.
The Menominee Indians were on this land and were forced into a reservation west of here in Nakusa. They were given the opportunity or the right to still harvest wild rice in what is now Lake Poygan. Our farm happens to be about the halfway point.
The Native Americans would stop on Ron's farm in the 1850s, going to and from that lake as a place to camp for the night during their long journey.
The Native Americans just never really wrapped their heads around land ownership. Like water, they felt land was something that you couldn't own. And arrows were flung, shots were fired. I don't think anybody ever got killed or wounded. But finally, cooler heads prevailed, and they sat on top of this hill behind us, and they smoked a peace pipe.
That pipe is a part of this farm's long history.
And that peace pipe has been a rite of passage on this farm. Everybody that's owned the farm, except my father, has had this peace pipe in their possession when they were running the farm.
Ron says his father was skipped because when he was a child, they caught him playing with the peace pipe as if it was a tomahawk, which it resembled. So his grandfather decided to give it straight to his grandson, Ron. Ron had quite a relationship with his grandfather, and his last words to him are ones you will want to hear. It's next time as we travel the countryside. In Wapaka, Wisconsin, I'm Andrew McCrae.